You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Case 118, Muskrat Love, by the Captain and Tennille. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. Today on Lyrics Undercover, we'll investigate the 1976 single Muskrat Love, a hit for Captain and Tennille. First, a bit about the Muskrats, Sam and Susie. Muskrats are small, wetland-dwelling animals similar to beavers. The song lyrics mention the muskrat lovers nibbling on bacon and chewing on cheese, but in fact, muskrats typically live on water plants and roots with an occasional fish or mussel. As their name implies, they emit a strong odor, making them a curious choice for characters in a love ballad. Muskrat Love is the work of progressive country singer-songwriter Willis Allen Ramsey, known for unusual lyrics. Although Ramsey made records early in the 1970s, he's more prolific as a writer, having penned songs that were recorded by the likes of Waylon Jennings and Jimmy Buffett. Ramsey has collaborated with Lyle Lovett and somewhat late in his career scored an appearance on Austin City Limits. Muskrat Love appeared with its original title, Muskrat Candlelight, on his self-titled 1972 album and was later recorded by the folk rock group America before it became a hit for Captain and Tennille. Daryl Dragon earned the nickname Captain for wearing a yachting cap on stage when he played keyboards for the Beach Boys in the late 1960s and early 70s. Dragon was one of three musical sons of a composer and conductor. He majored in music in college and released an album with a jazz band early in his career, but he felt he learned more backing up the Beach Boys in their most creative period. Dragon met Toni Tennille in 1971 while she was performing in the musical Mother Earth. She hired Dragon to play keyboards, and he later got her a job as a keyboard player with the Beach Boys. Eventually, the two decided to pursue music and life together. They were discovered by an A&M producer while performing in a club. They married in 1975. That same year, they had a number one hit on the pop charts with Love Will Keep Us Together, a cover of a Neil Sedaka tune.
Muskrat, muskrat, candlelight. Doing the town and doing it right in the evening. It's pretty pleasing. Muskrat Susie, Muskrat Sam, do the jitterbug out in Muskrat Land and they shimmy. Sam is so skinny. And they whirl and they twirl and they tangle, singing and jangling a jangle, floating like the heavens above, looks like muskrat love.
Muskrat Love, released in 1976, spent 4 weeks at number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100. In addition to the unusual lyrics, the single featured chirpy synthesizer noises meant to evoke passionate muskrats, sounds that played in an endless loop on the single until the listener lifted the needle from the record.
Nibbling on bacon, chewing on cheese, Sam says to Susie, honey, would you please be my missus? Susie says yes with a kiss. He's tickling her fancy, rubbing her toes, muzzle to muzzle. Now anything goes as they wriggle. Sue starts to giggle. And they whirl and they twirl and they tangle, singing and jangling a jangle. Muskrat Love.
Captain and Tennille released a series of top 10 singles in quick succession. Overwhelming popularity led to their hour-long television variety show, which they never felt comfortable with and opted to cancel after one season. By late 1977, A&M released a greatest hits album, implying that their star had fallen, and indeed, their fourth album never made it to the top 100. They departed to Casablanca Records and managed another hit single, Do That To Me One More Time, but Casablanca itself faded away, leaving them without a record company. They moved to CBS, but didn't even release a record there, and they tried again in 1984 on a small Australian label, and then re-released old material with a few new additions in 1995. Captain and Tennille are still making music. She performed in musical theater for a while and has recorded several albums. He ran a recording studio in the early 1990s and produced her albums, and later joined the touring act Beach Boys Family and Friends. In 2003, Tennille gave a benefit concert for the Reno Chamber Orchestra, and Captain joined her on stage for some of their old hits. However, they prefer spending most of their time together at their home in Arizona, a state where muskrats live and, presumably, love. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. The show is written by Diane Cook, hosted by me, Brian Ibbett, and sponsored by the Denver Post. Check them out at denverpost.com. If you have a suggestion for a show, send it to lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Ibbett. Thanks again for listening.